I'm Andy Cooper. I'm creative director of Draw and Code.
So what is your involvement in this exhibition?
So Draw and Code create immersive experiences from small, beautiful, intimate moments to large-scale outdoor projection mapping events. And it was really wonderful to partner with National Museums Liverpool to create some really ambitious immersive experiences for the Terracotta Warriors.
We're in a room and it's very dark. And at the moment, we are looking at a grey screen. I can kind of see there's something behind there. I know it's not on at the minute. It comes off and on every 2 minutes. But what have you created?
So with a lot of the exhibition, we've created a subtle storytelling to give people a scene setter for the worlds that they're going through. But with the Emperor's Mausoleum, we really wanted to create a bit of drama and theatre, and it's starting now. And we really wanted to create something, a little bit of magic, because there's only a paragraph of information that describes what might be in the Emperor's Mausoleum. There's a projected mist on a front scrim, creating a holographic effect that gives you a feeling of depth, and then revealed behind it, there's a glowing Emperor's Mausoleum. We've got 3D construction and using a little bit of trickery, there's exaggerated perspective to create a space that looks larger than it actually is. And the great guys at AdLib have been able to projection map this whole space, so we're able to transform it and make it seem like the Emperor's Mausoleum is appearing in front of you.
It looks like I'm looking ahead at a room and it looks like it's sort of 50 foot long.
Yeah, that was what we were going for, but actually we've only got 6 foot to
no,
play with.
No!
there's so little room that we have here, but we really wanted to create some drama and have really strong colours and burning candlelight in the corners, and a bird just flew overhead, and the sky come alive with stars.
It's a little bit like walking into a video game.
A little bit of video game and theatre.
I'm Fiona Philpott and I'm Director of Exhibitions for National Museums Liverpool.
This is an exhibition that looks way into the past, but you're not just showing artefacts, you're using new technology as well.
That's right. We wanted to use technology to help us tell a story, really, and to immerse our visitors in ancient China. And we felt that using modern technology was perhaps one of the best ways that we could do this. So it's the sights, the sounds, and even the smells of ancient China. The very first presentation that you encounter, as you watch the screen, you will smell at one point cherry blossom as it floats off the trees.
Is this kind of relatively new for National Museums Liverpool to be using technology like this, and would you be doing it more?
We have used technology for a long time, actually, but I don't think we've ever tried anything on this scale or as ambitious as this. And it's been an absolute dream working with Draw and Code and AdLib. They are such experts in their field, and we've had some amazing creative discussions. It's been a real partnership. We definitely want to do more of this. I mean, it'll be fascinating to see how visitors respond, of course, to the introduction of technology. But I have always believed that it's really helpful to provide a sense of time and place for visitors when you've got artifacts which are thousands of years old, and sometimes it's difficult to imagine what life would have been like at the time.
We're really keen to make museums and their audiences appreciate how easily available it will be. And I think off the basis of this and how proud I am of the show, I think it will be a landslide of seeing these kinds of immersive experiences.